it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day. Hey, Joey.
Bob, you said take it. I'm taking it.
Go for it, brother.
Good day, America, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Huge two-hour edition of the Attack on tap for you. We're going to recap the Monday Night Football matchup from Minnesota between the Giants and the Vikings. We're going to recap all the action from a big Week 5 in college football. We're going to preview the AL wildcard matchup between the Blue Jays and the Orioles. And we'll have a couple of guests to help us out along the way. Brett McMurphy, ESPN College Football Insider at 25 after hour number 1, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time. And at a quarter after hour number 2, 9:15 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be joined by Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. He'll catch us up with the latest on the Buffalo Bills, get his take on that, bounce it around the NFL with him a little bit, and also cancer awareness with Jim Kelly. So that's pretty well the rundown of this Tuesday edition of The Attack. But as we do each and every day at the top of the show, we quickly talk about the ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you, whether it's our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, the great apps like iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio, or most importantly, Bob, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. The relationship we're proudest of and very happy to be a part of. We're giving you a little taste of home, no matter where you are in the country or the world. Well, you keep listening to you, some Spano and Black. We love you guys.
Well said, Bob. Up next, we'll recap the Monday Night Football matchup between the Giants and the Vikings. That's how we'll kick things off on this Tuesday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
And this is a good one. And it's bobbled by Harris. And the Vikings have it at the 41-yard line. Asiata, touchdown Minnesota. Bradford steps into a throw. Caught, touchdown Kyle Rudolph.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 13, offense, the taunting. This is the first unsportsmanlike conduct of this type for number 13.
A lot of fun for the Giants. Out. Paul Perkins in the secondary. Inside the 30 of Minnesota. Look at his speed inside the 10 and blasted down. Darkwa the running back. Darkwa drives the legs into the end zone. Jarrett McKinnon walks into the end zone. Attack line again for what appears to be a first down after the Giants used their last timeout. And Sam Bradford's going to go to 3-0 as starting quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. And as a team, they go to 4-0.
Those highlights of the Giants' 24-10 defeat at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings in U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis are courtesy of ESPN. Sean McDonough on the call. The Vikings improved to 4-0 on the year. The Giants fall to 2-2, Bob, in a game where the Vikings' defense really dominated this football game. And they got a lot of help in dominating this football game from a Giant team that really didn't believe in themselves last night. That was my overriding theme in this one, and I guess that's where we'll start as we come back to the Spano and Black Attack. Again, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA.
You know, Joe, you couldn't be more right. It's a Giant team in search of an identity, and with a brand-new football coach. They have a lot of talent on the team. They're weak in a couple of areas, but not enough where they should be a pedestrian football team. They have a very good accountability factor on defense with the talent this year, particularly compared to last year. They are decimated in the secondary right now, but they do have a lot of depth on the team in the front seven. Offensively, they're still trying to figure it out a little bit. Offensive line played better yesterday than I thought they were going to. But at the very beginning of that highlight package, I thought the key of the game happened, and that was the muff on the punt by Harris, because Ben McAdoo decided to play tilt field position and had done a good job of it early on in the game. He muffs the punt, and the Vikings were off to the races.
Well, the Vikings cashed both Giant turnovers into points, and 10 of the Vikings' 24 points came directly off of turnovers. And I guess a couple of things here. My number one takeaway, and it's what I brought us back in with, was it's a Giant team right now that doesn't believe in themselves on offense. The Vikings defense played well. They weren't off the charts the way they were against Carolina and Cam Newton a week ago, or the way they were against Green Bay, or the way they were against Tennessee in the opener where they brought back, you know, where two Marcus Mariota turnovers turned into 14 immediate points for the Vikings. But what I found in this game was Ben McAdoo, and rightfully so in some cases, completely not trusting this offensive line. Eli Manning not trusting this offensive line and not believing that he would have any time to get rid of the football. And I watched Eli Manning play scared for the first time in his career and be gun shy. And I watched Ben McAdoo call a game where he was gun shy. Now, I'm not saying you have to be the Raiders of the 70s and be vertical all the time, but there was no vertical offense here. Everything was short, dink, dunk. You look at the final numbers for Manning, and you say he probably didn't have a half bad game, and they did make some plays down the field. The realities are the one big play down the field, it was actually a screen pass. It wasn't down the field at all. It was some great running and decent blocking by Paul Perkins that turned into their big gainer. So that was my biggest takeaway on offense. It was an incredibly tight effort on offense where they were unwilling to have Manning hang on to the football. Manning didn't believe in that offensive line. Ben McAdoo didn't believe in that offensive line. And they played everything so close to the line of scrimmage that in many ways they bailed out the Vikings' defense. You didn't see the glitzy stats as far as sacks and everything else, but the ball was out of Manning's hands so incredibly fast that there wasn't a chance for that. That was my biggest takeaway, was in so many ways that Giant offense bailed out that Vikings' defense and they played scared. And as a result, we're not in a position to score any more than 10 points. You couple that with a back line that came into the year as one of the strengths of that Giant defense, decimated by injuries. Trevin Wade can't be out there. He is a terrible DB. They picked on him all night long. And then you talked about it, the mistakes, the Harris Muff, the Manning pick, and all the penalties, the 8 penalties for 69 yards. When you put it all together, you're playing scared. You're not aggressive. You're not explosive. You're decimated on defense on your back line by injuries, which means you're exposed to chunk plays in the passing game. The pressure that you talked about last week, still not getting there. When you put all this together, what you get is a game where the Giants were doomed to failure and made it very easy on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
And in turn, the Minnesota Vikings, you know what they do? They take care of their business. They always win the battle of turnovers. They don't make mistakes. And they take advantage of the opportunities presented them. And that's exactly what they did in this game.
Yep. And I'll tell you something. From my first exposure to that U.S. Bank ballpark, boy, that is a home field advantage like very few in the National Football League. That place, that sound in that building is absolutely deafening. All quarterbacks are going to have an issue running their offense in that building. And it's a home field advantage. I mean, look, you know, we've talked about Denver. We talk about any, you name the place, Heinz Field, whatever it is. That place now open is going to be a big-time advantage for Minnesota. They get behind that defense. They make a lot of noise. They make it difficult. There is a definitive 12th man in that building. And it came into play yesterday, Joe. How many times did we see Eli Manning gathering everybody up to the line of scrimmage to make sure his receivers were going to the right spot, his running backs were in the right spot, they you know, that the offensive linemen were on cue? It had an effect on the game. They had to take a couple of timeouts at bad times. They also had issues with getting the plays run with very little time on the clock.
Right, which is a Giant norm under Eli Manning. He's always going to hold it till the end as far as the game clock and try and make sure they're in the right right offense and in the right play call. But it was accentuated here by this huge home field advantage that U.S. Bank Field does provide the Minnesota Vikings. And for the Vikings, again, good sound win. Now you know why they traded. For those that doubted the Bradford trade, and we weren't two of them, we understood why the Eagles did it, but we certainly understood why the Vikings did it as well. And they were universally panned for the move. We talked about the window being open, and they mentioned it on the telecast.
Yep.
Our mindset was their mindset. We understood why they did it, and it's paying dividends right now. Sam Bradford's playing some pretty darn solid, if not spectacular, quarterback. They got something out of the running game for the first time all year. And the defense was, I mean, they locked up those Giant trio of receivers. They didn't rush the passer a ton, but they couldn't. The ball was out so fast. I thought, as usual, a very, very solid job by the Vikings defense. Win battle of turnovers, get up early. Giants were not in a position to come back just based on how they were playing football. And the Vikings took care of their business. I'm impressed. They are for real at 4-0 at the quarter pole. They're not a surprise to me. We talked about surprises yesterday. They're not a surprise to me because going into the year, we kind of expected them to be pretty darn good. Yes, there's been some changes and some attrition due to injury. But in essence, when you look at what's there as far as the talent on that defense, an offense under North Turner and a great offensive coaching staff that's really coming together, it's an NFC that is devoid right now of truly great teams. Maybe the Minnesota Vikings are the best the NFC has to offer.
They are right now.
What do you say? We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little college football with Brett McMurphy from ESPN. Then in the 40 segment, we'll go back to this game, kind of wrap it up before we dive into the college football. All that's upcoming here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. But now, out to our phones where we bring in ESPN College Football Insider Brett McMurphy. Brett, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Really great to talk to you this morning. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Let's dive right in. And I guess the place we'll start, it's outside of the top 25 now. It's got to be Texas. Charlie Strong has had his struggles from day one there, as far as putting together a defense. And up until this year, he had incredible struggles finding a quarterback and putting together an offense. Administration has said, we're not making an in-season coaching change. Is this the end of the Charlie Strong era come the end of the 2016 college football season in Texas?
I really think it's too early to say. I mean, you look at the rest of the schedule. They've got Oklahoma and Dallas this week. Last year, Texas limped into this game at 1-4 and pulled off the huge upset. So to say this is the end of the strong era, I think you're kind of jumping the gun. I guess if you're projecting that they're not going to prove defensively, then they're probably not going to win many games the rest of the way. But, for instance, if they run the table, then absolutely Strong would be back next year. Is a 7-1 finish, is that enough? Is 6-2 enough? Obviously with each loss, it increases the chance that he doesn't return. But I don't think it's a foregone conclusion by any means that he won't return. In fact, Texas would love for him to win out and return. If they do get rid of him after this year, he's got a $10 million buyout. Obviously they'd rather not have to deal with that. But I'm sure there are some Texas supporters that, want to get involved with the Tom Herman sweepstakes. But I think this game's huge for Strong this week against Oklahoma. I was told from a source that his job will not be determined by the outcome of this game, but certainly a win over the Sooners will help his long-term chances.
Well, you just took away half my next question, but with that being said, that's good that it's not going to be decided on one game. But Joe and I talk about this all the time, and I never thought I would say this about a Texas program, but are their expectations unrealistic? Looking for a coach to turn things around in one season or two seasons, to me, is just asinine, even if it is Texas. We both think Charlie Strong is a good football coach. Why the lack of breathing room from certain alumni?
I think it's almost every fan base has become that way. It's funny, after the Notre Dame game, we're Texas is back. They're going to compete for the Big 12 title. Maybe they could even get in the playoff. After 2 weeks, they're 2-0. Everything's great. Now, instead of fans and or media waiting until the season's over to kind of evaluate and make an overall statement on how a team has progressed or succeeded, it's almost a week-by-week or play-by-play basis. I mean, there were fans at Tennessee that would have wanted Butch Jones fired at halftime of the Florida game, and now they're 5-0. So, I don't think Texas is the only one that's in that category, but Texas is one of the most attractive jobs in the country. And with all the resources and the recruiting base, and you're in a conference that you should dominate, it's always going to be attractive. It should be in national contention everywhere for a playoff spot. I don't think those expectations are unrealistic, but, there's only four teams that can go to the playoff every year. A lot of fans don't want to accept that, their school is not going to be able to do that a lot of times.
Well, I'm going to head out to Seattle. Boy, was I impressed. Now, I know up until the Stanford games, Washington hadn't played anybody. But we knew they had a lot of talent. And we knew they had the edge at quarterback. And Jake Browning showed why we like him so much at the quarterback position. But I was shocked by the physicality, speed, and athleticism of that Washington defense and the way they just ran over Stanford. How good is Washington, and how dangerous are they out there in the Pac-12?
No, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, obviously they've got some playmakers and Browning and Ross, but, what stood out to me as well was just they out-physical Stanford, and you've never seen that happen to a Stanford team before. You've seen teams maybe that were faster than to spread them out and did different things to Stanford, but you've never seen anyone just physically, punch them in the mouth and they really didn't respond. I mean, everyone before the season, raise your hand. Everyone said the Pac-12, this conference, is going to get left out of the playoff. But you look at Washington's performance against Stanford. Certainly if they can run the table, or if they can get through the Pac-12 schedule with only one loss and then win the Pac-12 championship, you would think they would be one of the four teams. I certainly think, they've got as good a shot as anybody to get into the playoff. You know, the tough thing for Washington, now they go off that big Stanford game. They go at Oregon. Yes, it's not the Oregon of old, but they have not won there in almost forever, it seems like. And then they also have consecutive road games at Utah and at California that could be tricky. And then they end up at Wazoo at the end of the regular season. So it's not an easy road by any means, but certainly Washington has established itself as the team to beat in the Pac-12. And, you know, for the Pac-12, they've got to hope that they run the table, because I think if they lose a couple of games, I don't see the Pac-12 getting anybody in. But certainly if Washington can get through the schedule with only one loss and win the championship, I think it'd be hard to keep them out.
Award-winning writer Brett McMurphy joining us here on the Attack. I was going to go to College Station, but I think I'm going to stay in Oregon. You know, we talked about possible coaching changes at Texas. There's some rumblings up in Eugene, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. I mean, you know, they're 2-3 right now. If they lose to Washington, they're 2-4. I do my bowl projections every week. We put them on ESPN.com. And I don't have Oregon getting to a bowl game, because you look at the rest of their schedule, and unless you see some drastic improvement, you know, they still have Stanford. They still have to go at Utah. They have to go at USC. They go to, you know, at Cal, which, you know, played some defense against Utah. You know, I don't know if they can get to six wins. And, you know, that's unheard of. And, you know, Oregon has not fired a coach, I think, since the 1970s. You know, will Mark Helfrich be the first to join that list? You know, I would think they'd give him more time. But, again, you know, kind of what we talked about with Texas, when you've got the resources of Oregon and you've got the Nike money and everything going on there, you know, in how high the expectations have been. This is a team that's been to the college football playoff. It's a team that lost in the BCS title game, you know, to Auburn a couple of years before that. So, you know, a 6-6 season is nothing anyone could have thought would happen this year. That they brought in Brady Hoke as defensive coordinator. You know, that right now has not worked out like they wanted. Hoke had never been a defense coordinator before. You know, this Washington game could determine, you know, whether the Ducks go south this season, or if they can turn this thing around and still compete in the Pac-12 North.
Final one from me before we let you run. We've got a little under 2 minutes left before we have to kind of get to a hard break here. Tommy Armstrong leading those Nebraska Cornhuskers. It looks like they're relevant again in the Big Ten. They're on top of the Big Ten West. Seems like Tommy Armstrong's been there forever. I don't know, he's like, what is he, like a 12th-year senior? That said, how good is this Nebraska Cornhuskers team? And if they end up winning the Big Ten West, how much trouble will they give the winner of the East, which is probably going to be one of Ohio State or Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Mike Riley's done a great job there and one of the best guys in college football. I thought that Nebraska would improve this year, just because last year every break went against them. All the last second losses, all the last play losses, those things seemed to even out the following year. You know, I don't know if we know how good Nebraska is, because when you look at their first five victims, you know, Oregon at Northwestern, that's probably their best wins. And right now, those aren't really much to brag about. You know, you get later into the season, the consecutive games at Wisconsin, at Ohio State. I think that'll tell us how strong this Nebraska team is. But, you know, it's great to see Nebraska being up there, you know, ranked highly in the AP poll. In fact, you know, going down memory lane with Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Colorado in this week's AP poll, it's the first time those three schools have been ranked in the same poll since the Big 12 days back in 2003. So it's been a while. So I think Nebraska's in position. I just, because of their schedule, I don't think we know that much about them, because they really haven't had that tough of an early schedule. Give them credit. They've taken advantage of that. And, yeah, Tommy Armstrong has been there forever, but I'll say that Taysom Hill's been at BYU about 10 years longer than Armstrong's been at Nebraska.
Hey, Brett. We appreciate the couple minutes. We're getting up on a hard break. Game day is going to be in College Station, but please let our audience know where they can find your great work.
My great work, if I have any great work, let me know, because I'm still looking for it. But you can find me on Twitter at McMurphyESPN, and appreciate you having me on.
Hey, listen, Pulitzer Prize nominations don't come easy, and you got one. So, yeah, I'd call it great work. Thanks for the couple minutes. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Brett McMurphy, ESPN. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And modest as well.
Yeah, exactly that. But back to the fallout and some final thoughts on the Monday night matchup between the Vikings and Giants, and then we'll roll into the college football. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Join the conversation at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Brett McMurphy with us, and that was fun. And but we're going to swing on back to Monday Night Football. And the Vikings, pretty complete domination of the New York Football Giants. Any last thoughts that we have on that, Joe?
Yeah, Bob, I'm pretty impressed with the Vikings. I know they had struggled in the run game for their first three games of the season. You know, they really couldn't get that running game on track. Getting this offensive line in sync, they've been dealing with some injuries there as well. Looked like the offensive line grew a little bit last night. They did a pretty solid job running the football. And I am really, really impressed with what Sam Bradford has done as a game manager when they need him to be a game manager. And in the Green Bay game where they needed him to be the star, he was the star on offense. So again, offensively, they're not necessarily dynamic, but in Kyle Rudolph and Stephon Diggs, they have two legit frontline pass-catching options. You then throw in, you know, some of the role players like Cordarrelle Patterson, who, you know, you can design some things that he can do, and you can take advantage of his athleticism. The pair of running backs, they're not AP, but they give you some different looks. You have some balance on offense. As some of the injuries heal and this offensive line continues to gain continuity, I'm not telling you I think this Vikings offense is going to be one of the very, very best or most explosive offenses in the NFL, but I think what they can be is a solid top third, top half offense that really doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And much like the Broncos did last year, they can lean on a defense that absolutely can get up after the passer. Led by Linville Joseph, they do a great job of stopping the run. And they got guys on the back line that can really cover your stud receivers. So this is most definitely a team that is for real. And in the NFC, which right now looks, well, I guess it's fair to say, devoid of elite teams. You know, we remember yesterday we did our big disappointments for 2016 at the quarter poll. Two of them were the top contenders for the NFC championship in Carolina and Arizona. Seattle's still very, very good. They have some weaknesses, but they're a very, very good team. The Rams are 3-1. We all know they're not a very good team, and we've made light of that. Green Bay's okay. Nobody in the NFC East is truly great. And Atlanta is coming, and they're offensively explosive, but they've got such limitations on defense. So when you look at the landscape in the NFC, the Bradford trade just got even smarter. Yeah, you're paying a heavy price, but why not the Vikings going to the Super Bowl? And that just wasn't going to happen even with this landscape in the NFC with Sean Hill at quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, look, you look at last night's game, Joe, it could have been worse for the Giants. Bradford missed some passes. Their receivers dropped some passes. And it ended up being punts on the part of the Vikings. And when I was watching the game, I actually made a note of that they had opportunities to put more points up on the board. I agree with you. Look, this isn't the go-go Chargers of the 70s and the 80s. But Sam Bradford, people forget why he was drafted number one overall. He was a guy that played in a spread offense, but one that was adapted to him. He has a big-time arm. He's a big guy. People forget that. He's just gotten hurt over the course of his career. Now, whether or not he can stay on the field, well, that remains to be seen, because if he goes down, you and I will be having a different conversation. But as of right now, they're geared as much as anybody in that conference to go to the Super Bowl. And I thought your analogy to Denver last year was a very good one, because it was a very diminished Peyton Manning. And they won the Super Bowl almost in spite of him. Yet he got them there and got the victory, and nobody will remember that down the line. Well, I'm not saying Sam Bradford at this point in his career is the diminished Peyton Manning, because he can still get the ball down the field in a big-time way. But with him back there, it gives them a legitimate starting National Football League quarterback with a superb Super Bowl-caliber defense. That can get you a long way, and it looks like they are geared to do exactly that.
Well said, Bob. Let's take this from the Giants' perspective and a couple of things. They're lost right now. You know, they changed a lot of things as far as their workout protocol and some different things to try and mitigate injuries, and it didn't work again as the entire secondary is banged up, and that's really hurting their defense. You mentioned it last week and even yesterday. Where's the pass rush that you're paying umpteen millions of dollars to get? Olivier Vernon's been just fine. He just hasn't got there with sacks. It's JPP that's the invisible man. You know, the only time you hear him talked about is when he's on the sidelines getting checked out and he's dinged up. So that's one of my big takeaways, number one. And until they get the pieces back like DRC and Eli Apple and Thompson the safety back, their defense is going to struggle, because you can't have Tevin Wade out there. He's just not very good. Yeah. And that's the reality. He's nice depth, special teams player. If he's got to sit there and cover top guys, he's going to get torched like he did last night. And on offense, it's what we talked about going into the season. Even with some of the injuries, the Rashard Jennings, and he'll be back in a week or two, but you lose, they lost their other running back, the pass-catching running back. They lost him. That really hurt them. But they can overcome that with guys like Paul Perkins and Bobby Rainey. Yeah, Shane Vereen and Bobby Rainey and guys of that nature, and Orleans Darkwa, who I happen to like a lot. The problem is, and they got a ton of receivers, their tight ends stink. They really do. Outside of Will Ty, who I think can develop into something, they don't have a tight end that can block.
There's a lot going
on. I get all of that. Right. The biggest problem for them is the offensive line that they were never able to address in the offseason. It kills this entire offense because now you have a quarterback and a head coach that does not trust the offensive line, and rightfully so. They've done nothing to earn anybody's trust. And that ends up short-circuiting this entire offense, which everybody talks about. It should be explosive. Well, until they can win in the trenches, it won't be explosive because nobody on that field believes in that offensive line, most notably the quarterback, and you saw it yesterday with him throwing things into the ground as soon as there was the first sniff of a pass rush. And Ben McAdoo, the play caller, who refuses to stretch defenses because he doesn't trust his offensive line. That's one of my big takeaways. And the other is they're going to need a full-time shrink for Odell Beckham Jr. on the sideline at some point because he's a great player, but he is a borderline personality, and winning cures all in many cases, and so does production. But this guy is becoming such a distraction, and he gets so in his head that every once in a while, the insanity that is Odell Beckham Jr. results in breakdowns in communication between him and Manning, breakdowns in his production. And yes, he's one of the three or four best offensive players in this entire game of football. But man, when he gets so caught up in his head, it short circuits everything, and they've really got to address that at some point. And he has to get that under control before that, coupled with some of these other things we talk about, short circuit yet another New York Giants football season.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know, it's interesting. I want to address a couple of things you said. I read an interesting article on NFL scouts on Eric Flowers, who is a road grader, who is tough, who plays hurt. They may have to move him to the right side.
That's where he belonged in the first place, Bob, and I still agreed, don't know why he's at the left tackle.
Well, because they didn't have a choice.
Right,
and you know, but Flowers, his hand placement in the ground, and they were consistent in saying this, doesn't lend himself to good balance on the left side. They've got the previous starting left tackle on that team in Will Beatty, who is healthy now. Joe, if they can go positive on the right side with Flowers where he belongs and they put Will Beatty back in there, it might work. I'm not saying, you know, look, he's far from elite. Everybody gets that. But you can't continue to have the mistakes over and over again that Eric Flowers makes on the left side. You know, you know, comparing him to Will Beatty on the left, there ain't much difference. And, you know, maybe they're better off making the shift. They might have a little solidification on the offensive line. That's one. Two, you look at the total, and I mentioned the sacks. They've got two out of their front line, one from Vernon, one from Pierre Paul. They have one out of the defensive backfield for a grand total after four games of three sacks. That ain't going to get it done.
Nope. You know, I mean, is it a lost season yet? No, they're 2-2, one of many. Can they turn it around? Sure they can. Do they have the pieces? Yes. Get healthy and figure out the offensive line. I don't know what they're going to do. Because, again, Eric Flowers, I've said it before, and a lot of people disagreed with me. I've said it on this show. Better suited for the right side than the left side. We're seeing that. You switch him over to the right side, you know, it's addition by subtraction in some ways in that no more Marshall Newhouse or Bobby Hart. Bobby Hart in a reserve role, much more comfortable for me. Although he hasn't been bad these last couple of weeks. You haven't heard his name called. He's not the problem.
Okay. He did
He's
okay.
not the problem. But all of a sudden, you could have something on the right side if you go out and get a right guard. But all of a sudden, you don't have that horrible revolving door or turnstile at right tackle when Marshall Newhouse is in there. And then you got to figure out the left side. But, I mean, one way or another, if they can solidify, because they have some pieces on this O-line. It's a matter of solidifying one or two spots, letting it grow together, and all of a sudden that offensive line could become a strength. As it stands right now, it's just so awful. And it just short-circuits everything they try and do. Because with those three wide receivers and a Will Tye as a pass-catching tight end and some of the dynamic young guys they have at the running back position, and then when they get Rashard Jennings back, this offense should be able to put up points. It's really inexcusable. I know Odell Beckham Jr. is a distraction, and he's a guy who's going to have to get his stuff together. Otherwise, don't be shocked. Sterling Shepard's real good. Victor Cruz is back. I can always keep drafting receivers. Maybe I get another star. Don't be shocked if he keeps it. As great as you are, when you become a borderline personality like this, you end up becoming a football vagabond. And the guy I'll point to is the guy that reached out to him, and you had mentioned it last week, is Brandon Marshall. How great a talent is Brandon Marshall, and how productive has he been throughout his NFL career?
Yeah, very.
Right? How many stops has he made? Four,
nine.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's made four stops. So at some point, when you are as bat-you-know-what crazy as Odell Beckham Jr., no matter how good you are, you end up having to take it on the hop. So if he can't get himself under control, don't be shocked if Odell Beckham Jr., especially if you draft smart, you find another stud, it happens. Don't be shocked if Odell Beckham Jr.'s on the hop at some point in the next couple of years, because they've got to rein him in. He is a nightmare. To get Eli Manning to talk about it, because he says nothing about anything. Went to the Derek Jeter School of Press Conferences, and he actually opened up a little bit. I didn't say much, but to have him open up at all on any level, that tells me how big a distraction. And I'm not one of these guys, oh, he's a distraction. You know me. I don't get all caught up in that. This guy's a gigantic, colossal pain in the rear end, and it has negative effects on the field because of the temper tantrums and everything else that goes into it.
Well,
they
got to
look at what they're going to do.
Yeah, the other aspect of it, too, Joe, before we hit the break, is the fact that, you know, look, defensive coordinators, they know this. So they're telling their guys, go as far as you can without getting the penalty, and we'll even excuse the penalty if you happen to get one.
Right, if you can get him thrown out of the game, we'll take it.
Yep, try to get under his skin, try to take him out of his game, make sure he goes BS crazy, and go after him, and let's see what kind of result we get. He's got to make the next chess move and control his ass.
Well, you know, as we wrap up hour one, let's talk about the fact that it doesn't look like he yet gets it. That's next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, that's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
I don't know about crying, but they're certainly having their heads examined. And we're talking OBJ here as well we should. And Joe, you made a great point before we went to the break. Sometimes you just become more trouble than you're worth. Perfect example. Brandon Marshall, I'll give you another one. Terrell Owens, you know, Hall of Fame, will be a Hall of Fame receiver and you know, bounced around from team to team because after a while he was just too big of a pain in the ass to deal with.
Lesser degree, Randy Moss as well.
Yeah, very true.
So, you know, and again, you know, the comments after the game, some things he said were right. Some of them were just, yeah, I'm not seeing that he quite understands it. It took Brandon Marshall a long time to realize how unbalanced he was mentally. And I'm not making fun of Brandon Marshall. Truth was, no. He is unbalanced mentally. And there's a chemical imbalance that caused a lot of his behavior. And, you know, he's very proactive now. And he's very active in the community about people making people aware of his story. And for those that are dealing with borderline personality or other mental disorders, to come to grips with it and go get the help that you need. And he reached out to Odell Beckham Jr. I understand the desire to excel is what drives these guys, but his behavior, it's starting to trickle down because I saw things in Eli that I've not seen before. And a lot of it results from the behavior. Look at how he botched that 2-minute drill going into the half and everything else. There's a lot of issues. I don't want to get melodramatic as it relates to Odell Beckham Jr., but he really does have to cut this out. Otherwise, it's going to have far-reaching effects on a Giant offense that is already in some trouble.
Yep.
That's hour one. Big hour two ahead of us. We'll step aside right now here on Sports Byline, and then Bob and I will be back with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't know how invested I'll be in it, but yeah, I'll watch.
That's a voter in New York City discussing tonight's vice presidential debate between Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. But as correspondent Scott Pringle found on the streets of nearby New Jersey,
there appears to not only be no interest watching this debate, but no clue as to who the vice presidential candidates are.
Okay. Well, I know with Trump is Pence, the other one, I forget the last name.
Do you know who the vice presidential candidates are?
No. Who?
You know who Tim Kaine is?
No, who's that?
You know who the vice presidential candidate is?
I don't know.
Now, one guy told me he thought it was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump going at it for round two.
Forecasters now strongly advising people from Florida, at least north to the Carolinas, to keep an eye on Hurricane Matthew, which could come very close on Thursday or Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick-cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
There is a huge epidemic that may be sweeping the nation. Many Americans don't know, and they may be affected by it. This parasite is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or ever have trouble sleeping? All of these are symptoms of the parasite that might be inside you right now. This is an urgent warning that is not being reported by most of the mainstream media. The website to learn more is gutkiller4.com.
The U.S. suspending talks with Russia concerning a ceasefire in Syria.
Russia and the Syrian regime have chosen to pursue a military course inconsistent with the cessation of hostilities.
That State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau saying Russia and Syria have chosen to intensify attacks on civilian areas.
Targeting of critical infrastructure such as hospitals, preventing humanitarian aid from reaching civilians in need.
More now on the threat to the United States from powerful Hurricane Matthew. Florida Governor Rick Scott already declaring a statewide state of emergency.
If Matthew directly impacts Florida, there will be massive destruction that we haven't seen in years.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory also taking no chances.
I hope we're over-responding.
But McCrory saying the state is already positioning its resources in such a way so as to be ready for the powerful storm, which could start affecting the southeastern United States as early as this Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Federal prosecutors say a Maryland man who hails from Bangladesh plotted an ISIS-inspired attack. Federal prosecutors say the 24-year-old was plotting to kill a U.S. service member on behalf of that terrorist army. He also allegedly pledged his support for the group and terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino on social media and could get up to 20 years in prison now if he's convicted. The state of Illinois now cutting all business ties with the troubled and scandalized Wells Fargo Bank. As we hear from correspondent David Stewart.
State Treasurer Mike Frericks announced that his office is imposing a one-year moratorium on doing business with Wells Fargo in protest of the bank's fake accounts scandal.
Wells Fargo is a big financial player in Illinois, and I hope to send the message that their unscrupulous practices are not welcomed and will not be tolerated.
Frerich's move suspends about $30 billion in business with Wells Fargo. Chicago City Treasurer Kurt Summer says the city is pulling some $25 million from Wells Fargo, and the city council will consider a more extensive divestiture. David Stewart, Chicago.
And several New Jersey train crash victims already giving notice, they plan to sue. NBC News reporting 3 people have sent notices to New Jersey Transit, and dozens are expected to follow in the coming weeks. Still no word on what caused that train crash last Thursday that killed one person and injured about 100. In Hoboken, New Jersey, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
And there you go. Get the hell off the spread. Have you turned into one of those crusty old men yet, Joe?
No, get off my lawn.
Heck no. We got him around the neighborhood, but that's not me. Yeah. But I can never get me enough John Wayne. I watched The Sons of Katie Elder the other day. It was on
about
9 millionth time. I love that movie. You know, he got his father-in-law in there who's the sheriff of the town and all that kind of fun stuff. So, always a wonderful movie and, you know, just a whole lot of fun. Has nothing to do with anything other than you heard John Wayne's voice in the rejoinder. Yes.
And there you go.
You know, Scotty borrowed That's Just Crazy Enough to Work from The Sons of Katie Elder. When Dean Martin goes, That's Just Crazy Enough to Work.
Right.
It's when they're coming up with the idea to move the horses.
Yes.
To sell the horses. So
absolutely. That's not from the Dean Martin Variety Hour.
No, it's not. A lot of ways to check out the network, Bob. We'll set the table for hour two right out of the box here and get ready to talk to Jim Kelly, as we're going to do in just a few minutes. We always talk about the ways you can take Sports Byline on the go. There's the award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link and a wealth of archived footage. So check that out at sportsbyline.com. The apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They can be downloaded to any device you can think of, Android, Windows, Apple. They all have on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world. We're all the good people of our armed forces. Check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If you're out there and you're serving this country, we're very happy and proud to be a part of your day.
Well said, Bob. Up next, rapid-fire table set of hour number two. We'll get everything prepared for Jim Kelly, the Hall of Fame quarterback formerly of the Buffalo Bills, who joins us next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack after this.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Eason has it. Steps up, looks deep, goes down the left side. He's got a man up for it. Heaves it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
The flag comes in. A free play. Watson fires back. Catches Leggett open. Leggett rumbling. Free dead inside the 10. Scores. Got to get to the 2-yard line to keep hope alive. Jackson. Flips it short, quick, works free, fights, spins out of bounds, did not get there, came up a yard short as Marcus Edmund saves the game for Clemson.
Some of the sounds of a college football Saturday bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, dial us up 1-800-878-PLAY, that number again, 1-800-878-PLAY. 7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Myriad of topics on the plate in this hour. You want to talk about any of the fallout from the Monday Night Football matchup between the Giants and the Vikings? That's fair game. You want to talk anything from Week 5 in college football? That's fair game. You want to talk AL wildcard? That's also fair game. And you can do it all by dialing us up at 1-800-878-PLAY or hitting us up on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And the sounds of a college football Saturday are courtesy of CBS. Vern Lundquist on the call of Georgia and Tennessee. And then on ABC, Louisville and Clemson, courtesy of ABC ESPN. Bob, and we got a little movement here on the show. So the first two segments are going to be our recap of a college football weekend, a great week 5 in college football. And Jim Kelly is moving to 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. So we'll tackle all the latest news around the NFL with a little slant on the Buffalo Bills with him, along with some cancer awareness, and talk about Jim Kelly's battle at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. At the very back of the show, a rapid-fire preview of the AL wildcard matchup between the Orioles and the Blue Jays.
Yep, it'll be fun. But let's dive into the college football. Where would you like to start, brother?
The beginning.
Okay, very good.
What do you say we start?
I'll go with chapter. I'll go with chapter 9. You go with chapter 1.
All right. What do you say we start? I'm going to hit ESPN's site, and we'll do it in chronological order because that's kind of how they take it.
Sounds good.
So we'll start Friday night. Number 10, Washington. Number 7, Stanford. We'll do this one kind of quick because we hit a little bit of this with Brett McMurphy in hour number 1. Washington 44, Stanford 6. I knew, and we talked about it going in. I think we both knew that in some ways this wasn't a vintage Stanford team. We all believed in that Stanford defense. We all believed in Christian McCaffrey and Love as the two-headed running back attack. What we didn't believe in was their quarterback play or their offensive line. Washington exposed both. Jake Browning was the dominant quarterback in this game, and that athletic and physical Washington defense beat the hell out of whoever was standing behind that line of scrimmage as the quarterback for the Stanford Cardinal. And this was just a utter shellacking and an incredibly impressive victory for Washington that shows that that basically announced them to the nation as a real contender for the college football playoffs with a quality quarterback, athletes all over the field, and playmakers. And for Stanford, in many ways, it's back to the drawing board. They don't have a vintage Stanford offensive line, and their quarterback's such a liability that they can't do anything on offense. And they got whooped on defense.
Yep. And, I mean, look, what's going to happen with Stanford for the rest of the season, unless something miraculous happens, is it's going to be stop Christian McCaffrey, which defenses are going to be keyed to do. And then we'll take care of the rest of it. Because if they can't score points, Stanford's not going to be able to stand up to the quicker and better teams. Washington exposed that. I was surprised about the level of physicality, not just the athleticism. I knew that. But the physicality of Washington and how they were able to completely dominate Stanford on a physical level, not just with speed.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually looking forward to a hell of a football game and one that was going to be exciting to the very end as the kickoff to a great college football weekend. And it wasn't that at all. I was impressed with Washington. You know, I had withheld judgment because they hadn't played anybody and I hadn't seen much of them. I'm not withholding judgment anymore. They're flat out good. And all the warts we were worried about early in the year with Stanford, particularly from the Kansas State game and a couple of the other early contests, they showed here. They're just not very good on offense, and their defense is going to have to carry them. And when it can't, they're in trouble. It's not a vintage David Shaw group this year.
No, definitely not. Alabama 34, Kentucky 6. Kentucky gets on the board first. That's it.
Yeah. And there you go. A workmanlike Alabama whitewashing. Anything great here? Not really. Took Alabama a while to really get rolling. But it was pretty well all downhill. 34-6 the final. Alabama stays undefeated and at the top of the polls.
Yep. Ohio State 58-0 over Rutgers. Joe, you know,
this
weird
one took a while to get started, too. Yeah. Ohio State only put up 6 in the first quarter. And, well, I guess from there.
Well, six would have been enough. But
yeah, very true. 58-0, and it was funny. I was talking to somebody just as an aside, who was listening to who actually put on the Rutgers post game show. They just so happened they wanted to get the score of the game and whatnot. And he initially tunes in and he catches, you know, a chunk of the Rutgers post game show, and he says, "I'm listening for about 3 or 4 minutes, and I thought Rutgers upset Ohio State." And then they go out as they're going to break, and they go, Ohio State 58, Rutgers nothing. He said the way they were talking and all these positives they found for Rutgers, you'd have thought they competed in the game. And then, and then they go to break, and they say, Ohio State 58, Rutgers nothing.
Yeah, no, I heard exactly the same thing. You know,
You heard some of that.
No,
I didn't know you did.
And they made some valid points. Their color guy was like, hey, the bus didn't crash. There were no broken legs in the post game. There was the coach is still employed. There hasn't been any sexual scandals. And you know, they had a pretty big list. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so funny when he's telling me about this. I'm like, are you for real? He says, yeah. He says, I literally thought they pulled the upset right up until he's throwing the break to let me know what the score was. I'm like, wow. No, I mean, it took. If anything Rutgers could take out of this, it took Ohio State a while to get started because their head coach was the Ohio State defensive coordinator, so he knew what was coming. Difference of talent took a quarter to show, and once it got rolling, they gathered momentum, 58-0 Ohio State over Rutgers. The classic of the weekend, and we had the highlight, and we had some highlights of it in the package. Number 5, Clemson, 42. Number 3, Louisville, 36. It was a close, exciting, hard-fought football game. Lots of big plays, lots of moments by the defenses, some moments by the offenses. It was a mix of everything. Wasn't necessarily the cleanest played game. Both teams turned over the ball a lot. There were penalties in key spots. But, boy, this was an exciting one. You know, once again, Clemson gets off to the big start. They take the lead. It's 28-10 at halftime. And Louisville struggling. Yeah. You know, Lamar Jackson, for the first time this season, looked flustered and lost. Yeah. He was human. He looked flustered and lost in that first half. Great halftime adjustments by Bobby Petrino. And Louisville comes out, storms the castle in a major way in the third quarter. Lamar Jackson is just Lamar Jackson, which means I'm a better athlete and can do so many things on the field that nobody can stop. Louisville takes control. And really from there, it was a back and forth football game. Clemson with the big drive late. Louisville tries to answer to win it. And they come up a yard short on a fourth down at the 2-yard line. And Clemson moves on. They're undefeated. They're right there in the playoff chase. For Louisville, all is not lost.
No.
The path just got tougher, but all is not lost in what was a hell of a football game, Bob. We'll let you pick it up from there on the other side as we rapidly move through the top 25 in college football next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You remember to keep it where it's at.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And we're talking the Louisville-Clemson game. And Joe, before we went to the break, you said all is not lost. And it's not. They have some tests along the road, but Duke is at home. North Carolina State is at home. They're at Virginia and at Boston College, but Boston College is really bad. Wake at home, and then they get number 6 Houston, and we'll see where Houston is in the next to last week of the regular season.
Here's the big uphill battle for them. Typically, two teams out of the same conference don't get there, and if you don't play in your championship game and win it, you're hard-pressed to make the college football playoff. Every game on that schedule is winnable outside of the Houston game, and maybe even that game. I'm convinced they'll go into every game as a heavy favorite with the exception of the Houston game. If they run the table and they get the right kind of help, they could be in that Final Four when it's all said and done. The loss doesn't cripple them,
nope.
But it certainly makes the path a heck of a lot harder, Bob.
Yeah, it does. You know, and again, you look at how top-heavy it is in the Atlantic Conference as opposed to the Coastal. I mean, look, Miami's very good, but they haven't been truly tested yet. And North Carolina's sitting there 4-1 overall, 2-0 in the conference. Yeah, you know, Clemson, Louisville, Florida State, that's a pretty heavy sled on that side, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Bob. What do you say we move on to one of the other? There were a handful of very hyped matchups that we looked forward to. Another pair of top 10 teams going at it in Ann Arbor. Number 4, Michigan, takes the measure of number 8, Wisconsin, 14-7, the final tally. And the defenses took center stage, as the score would indicate. Both offenses played it close to the vest. But ultimately, Wilton Spate and his ability to make an occasional play in this game was the difference. Alex Hornibrook, the freshman quarterback for Wisconsin, who I really thought could be the difference. I really liked this kid. He threw 3 picks. He couldn't get the ball moving down the field at all. And Robert Wheelwright and company did not win enough in their one-on-one matchups, which was my grave concern. I felt Wisconsin's chance in the passing game came in the middle of the field with Fumagalli, their tight end. He had 2 catches for 12 yards. They never really got the running game going in any way. And they asked their defense to do the impossible, which it almost did. For Michigan, they keep winning. And ultimately, it becomes about them versus Ohio State. The winner of that one will go on to the Big Ten championship game and probably either face Wisconsin in the whoever it is, or right. Nebraska.
Right, as we talked about. And you know, you make a good point on the freshman quarterback. You go up against Jim Harbaugh, chances are pretty good as a freshman you're going to have a bad game.
And it's funny. I don't know how much of this game you got to catch. Paul Chryst and I like Paul Chryst as a head coach. He was too conservative. It was too much.
Was.
And I understand Wisconsin's character. But
that's
this
exactly
run on first down, run on second down, throw it on third and impossible. Then he went too far the other way, but he didn't dial it up in the right directions. I thought in many ways, I think Paul Chryst is a terrific coach. I thought he got beat to the punch on Saturday in this matchup by Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going. And I I'm with you. I like Chryst as a coach, but when you had a freshman quarterback, and that's why I was making the point, going up against Jim Harbaugh and his ability to coach anything, offense, defense, whatever the circumstances are, the guy's a brilliant coach. Well, you got to give your quarterback a fighting chance. And they were close to the vest. And then finally, when they decided to open it up, it was predictable that they were going to open it up. And yeah, 100%. Chryst got out coached, and he didn't do his quarterback any favors.
Exactly right, Bub. Number 9, Texas A&M, 24-13 over South Carolina. Workmanlike victory. This A&M defense is for real. We'll find out a lot more about them. They take on Tennessee this Saturday. I believe that one's in Knoxville. My only concern, again, about A&M is Trevor Knight at the quarterback position. You know more about him than I do. You know, with your OU roots or your Oklahoma roots, you're an Oklahoma State alum, but I'm not sold that Trevor Knight is the answer at quarterback, and 24 points against South Carolina shows that A&M is a perfect 5-0, 3-0 in the SEC.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be at home against Tennessee, and that's going to be distinctly to their advantage. But again, is it in
College Station?
Yeah, that's where game day is this week. And, you know, we ran out of time with Brett, but, you know, it's so weird that we're talking about the quarterback and the offense being the question mark with this team. And we'll see if it bites them. You know, I like their defense a whole lot. Chavis is one hell of a good defensive coach. And whether or not it plays out remains to be seen. But I think they're going to, you know, a little ahead of ourselves here, but I think they're going to take the measure of Tennessee. And they'll continue to move up the food chain until they get tested yet again in that amazing
most
SEC.
Most notably by Alabama. Number 11, you mentioned number 11 Tennessee. They topped Georgia. Number 25 Georgia, 34-31 in Athens. Again, Tennessee's played basically two good halves of football all year, and they find themselves 5-0. This one, more than anything else, it was just a wild finish. Jacob Eason gave Georgia the lead with 14 seconds left. Joshua Dobbs gave Tennessee the lead with no time left.
No time left, yeah.
You know, and again, penalties. Unsportsmanlike conduct celebrating the touchdown. Then you line up offside on the kickoff, and Joshua Dobbs is in a position where he can throw the Hail Mary.
Absolutely. There's nothing to dispute there. It's amazing. It's never going to stop, but I swear to God, I would love to see one of these coaches boot one of these guys from the team when they cost them a game like this. And it's just astounding to me that it happens over and over and over again. And obviously, Kirby Smart sitting in Mark Richt's chair because, well, wait, they blew the lead at the end of the game. No, I'm
and
just,
there you go.
But wild, it was a crazy finish.
Wild finish in Tallahassee. Number 12, Florida State falls to unranked North Carolina, 37-35. Actually, with the way these two teams play defense and the way they play offense, I actually thought more points would be scored. Nice victory for North Carolina. Yeah. They're good. I love their quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. They've got a field goal kicker that can kick it at 50-plus. Neither of these teams can play a lick of defense, though.
Nope, and that's Florida State's Achilles heel this year. You know, they'll go to a bowl, but it ain't going to be a major one.
Number 13, Baylor makes Joel Lanning look like Dan Marino, but they managed to kick the winning field goal as time expires, 45-42 over Iowa State, and they need a 17-point fourth quarter to squeak out the win.
I'll tell you what, pal, I was looking at this, and I wasn't watching the game, I got to be honest, but I'm looking at the crawl.
I tuned into this late because I kept seeing it go by, and I'm like, well, they'll eventually overtake them.
Yeah.
They never did. I jumped in when it was still a football game, and I caught the end of it.
I'm looking at the crawl, and I'm saying, am I seeing what I'm seeing here? You know, but Baylor goes to 5-0. They can score. Still can.
Exactly right. Miami takes care of business. Workmanlike 35-21 over Georgia Tech, number 14, Miami. Georgia Tech's tough out under Paul Johnson. Miami's pretty good. They haven't been tested yet, so it should be interesting to see. Number 15, Nebraska needs 21 1/4 to dispatch Lovie Smith's Illinois Fighting Illini. Solid. It wasn't a great victory for Nebraska, but they keep on winning, and we talked a little bit about them earlier with Brett McMurphy.
You know, Illinois, they're getting NFL coaching. They don't have any talent that's going to go to the NFL, but they have NFL coaching. He'll do okay with that team eventually, but Nebraska's good.
Number 16, Ole Miss, 48-28 over Memphis, workmanlike. I guess no Paxton Lynch, no upset. This one caught us. I mean, I know Indiana, people think they're pretty decent. A lot of people knew this wasn't a vintage Michigan State team, thought it would be close. In overtime, Indiana over number 17, Michigan State 24-21, sending Michigan State tumbling out of the top 25.
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to look for an upset special, I guess this was one of them because it's not a vintage team. They're going to struggle this year, but, you know, they'll be fine next year.
Cal improves to 3-2. Nice upset, a game that was Utah's style of game. Number 18, Utah falling to 4-1, 28-23 Cal. Cal usually likes to outscore you like they did against Texas a week earlier. But this is a nice win for the Cal Bears. And for Utah, you know, they always play tough. They're always good. They're better at home than they are on a road.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, it's they lost their center for the year, lower leg injury, it looks like. And they got decimated by that and weren't able to fight back.
Here you go. One of the group of five teams that was looking to make a case if Houston faltered for a New Year's Day type bowl. Number 19, San Diego State goes to Ladd Peebles, and they fall to South Alabama 42-24. Didn't see it, don't know much about it, except I saw the final outcome.
Yeah, no, I know. It's always, you know, Ladd Peebles is a very tough place to play.
That's just because it's run down. What do you say we move?
Peebles. 25 years of high school football, Ladd Peebles.
Yeah, there you go. Oklahoma hangs on for dear life, knocks TCU out of the top 25, 52-46, as TCU puts up 22 in the fourth to come up just a little bit short.
Yeah, it was a hell of a game. And Oklahoma's season's on the line. I mean, look, they're not going to any championship game, but any game would have been on the line at that point. And, you know, they level it off at 2-2. It was a good win for Stoops.
Exactly right. We talked with Brett McMurphy about the bad loss. Oklahoma State takes care of Texas 49-31. Texas still can't stop anybody. The offense is pretty good, but in the last couple of weeks, they haven't stopped anybody. And that loss knocks them out of the top 25 and has a lot of people talking in Austin.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the top 25 real quick, Florida showing that dynamic offense, 13-6 over Vanderbilt. And Boise State takes care of their business, stays undefeated, 21-10 over Utah State. That's your top 25 college football rundown. We hope to have Jim Kelly on time on the other side. If not, we'll find something to fill it with until Jim checks in. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly and Marianne Caputo, and they're here to talk about head and neck cancer. Welcome, guys. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jim. In pure candor, I went through exactly the same thing, and I walked away from it, or crawled away from it, as the case may be, but I survived. I know how scared I was. Bring us in. Talk about what you went through a little bit.
Well, yeah, at the beginning, I really wasn't sure what it was. I had teeth issues, toothaches, and wind up getting many, many root canals done. Then finding out it wasn't root canals and wasn't sure what it was. It wasn't a tooth issue. And then went through one biopsy, which came back negative. And then the pain continued to get worse, moved up into my head, and then had major, major headaches. And then all of a sudden my second biopsy showed and revealed that I did have cancer in my upper jaw, squamous cell carcinoma. And from there, went through the ringer, my jaw removed, all the things that you think about, that, you think this person's going to have cancer, not me, and all of a sudden turn around and I'm the one with it. But you know what, guys, the key is having the right team, with you, behind you. I had my wife, my two daughters, I had my brothers, and of course, we all know that, no matter what you do in life, you got to be surrounding yourself with good quality people, a good team, and whether it was with the Buffalo Bills or whether it was my home, fighting when my son was diagnosed with his disease, and now with Mark, with your cancer game plan to try to make a difference for others out there. And that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm going to be here for the next couple of months and hopefully for many, many years, trying to encourage people to, if something's going wrong, go see your doctor, get it checked out. And that's why I've teamed up with Mark to make sure that people out there that are going through things understand what avenues they can take to be able to, ensure that they have a long-lasting life.
Jim, you talked about your path here to get to this point. You mentioned having initially a negative biopsy and then things unfolding from there. I remember Bob having a lot of the same things where it was almost like they put him through. They really put you through the ringer before they find out. It's like the hokey pokey. You left foot in, you left foot out. So talk about how important, as you're continuing not to feel right, to stay on your doctors and to stay on people and make sure that you continue to get tested until they find out what exactly is troubling you.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, so many guys, you guys know this, that they feel, oh, I'll be fine. I'm not going to worry about something small. And if there's something you're not sure of, man, what's it take to go see your doctor, get it checked out? Early detection is so key. I mean, we're having a webinar on October 19th from 11 to 12, and we're going to answer a lot of those questions. You're going to hear things that we talk about, things that I went through that you at times probably had too, the no saliva, the eating habits. One of the things that we focus on is communication. You have to be able, whether you're a spouse, whether you're a sibling, if you see something, you got to be able to talk to somebody. Go see the right person. Stay positive. I mean, I went through it all. Well, from the four Super Bowls to my son to neck surgery, back surgery, now cancer twice. You got to have that good attitude. It's something that, to be honest with you, I never thought about. That's eating well, eating the right things. I was one of those guys, I ate the fried bologna sandwiches. The peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, had a few beers here and there. But the key is nutrition, being able to eat the right things, stay positive. And, again, spunks.org is a website you can check out, because a lot of things that people will go through, they don't know what to do, who to talk to. We're there for you. I'm there for you. We're there for you as an organization. We want to be able to do the right thing, set you in the right direction. That's why we start your cancer game plan. This is my cancer game plan, is be able to make a difference for all those out there fighting.
Mary Ann and Jim talked about the support. He talked about family, talked about friends. But your organization, SPONK, and thanks for the help in the pronunciation, Jim, is important because you get those days where you're feeling desperate, you feel alone, and you feel like you're not going to make it. Talk about your organization, its purpose, and what they're able to do for people who suffer the way Jim and I have.
Exactly. Well, Jim was very lucky and blessed. He had a large community around him, and as you said, not everybody has that. So SPONK offers that communication with other survivors and patients, where when one feels isolated, they can talk to others who are traveling a similar journey. And we also offer resources and publications that can empower them with the knowledge to understand what they're going through, especially the side effects of treatment. And as Jim mentioned, you know, you have dry mouth, swallowing issues, communication issues, and it's very important to these patients that they not go alone in this journey. We've been developed 25 years ago, so we have 25 years of experience.
Yep.
And again, we are collaborating with Merck on your cancer game plan, and we invite everybody to join us on this webinar October 19th, and you can go to our website at sponhnc.org, spunk.org.
You guys have given us a wealth of information on prevention and everything, you know, prevention of cancer, awareness, and that's so great. I don't know how I transition this into a football discussion because it really pales in comparison. And we're joined by Jim Kelly and Mary Ann Caputo here on the Spano and Black Attack. I don't know how to do this, but I'll manage to because that's what they pay me to do. Jim, let's talk about your Buffalo Bills a little bit. 0-2 start, incredibly rocky. They make the change at offensive coordinator. It looks like a season on the brink. Talk about how this happens a little bit. It looks like they've quit on the coach. It looks like they're done. They're going to turn it over, blow it up. How do you go and win back-to-back games against two of the NFL's best, one at home, one on the road, and all of a sudden put yourself in a position where you can salvage your season and realize the expectations that you initially had?
Well, it's your never-say-die attitude, staying positive. You always have to do that. And, yeah, there are times where, you know, teams that are looking like they're gone and things aren't going to happen. You have to stay positive. So, for me, you know, I've been through it all. I've seen it all. I've been able to learn from some of those, and I'm sure the Buffalo Bills have done the same thing. So I just know that you never give up on your team, no matter what the situation is. So yeah, I will never jump off that bandwagon. They've won two big games, but we will find out a lot in the month of October what the Buffalo Bills are all about.
You know, and it's interesting. I just want to piggyback that for a second. You played under the Wilson family. Stable ownership. You have new ownership in there now. Everybody was pushing the panic button, but the ownership didn't push the panic button. How important is that for the organization going forward?
Well, you have to have a positive attitude. You got to be able to know who's in charge, what's good about the new ownership, the Pagulas. They have the attitude that they're going to do whatever it takes to win. We'll see what happens. Our field now is called New Era, named, of course, after the hat company. But think about it. It's a new era in Buffalo, new ownership, new era. So I'm excited about everything they have to do. And the thing is, the Pagulas are behind what I'm doing with my cancer fight. I'm still an employee of the Buffalo Bills. You know, we always had game plans when I played for the Bills. You always do. You guys know that. And, Bob, you probably know more than anything that communication is so important from top to bottom. And that's what we have with a head and neck cancer that a lot of people go through that people may not know. So it's my game plan to make a difference out there. The Pagulas' game plan is to bring in the right people, whether it's players or coaches, to build that winning tradition.
One more real quick before we let you run. We're going to keep you on schedule because you got to us on time. We're going to pay it forward. Odell Beckham Jr., you're seeing incredible talent, incredible distraction, loses it on the field, a la Brandon Marshall from days gone by, as it were. How much of a distraction, like we talk about in the media, how big a distraction he can be. How big of a distraction is a guy like that really for his teammates? And does he ever become more trouble than he's worth?
I don't believe the later is more trouble than he's worth. I think, yeah, it is a distraction to a certain point, because if the beat is not bringing it up, and then it's, you know, normal work, you know, normal things that you're used to seeing in practice. And you're around him enough to know. You're around, whether it's Odell Beckham or whether it's Cam Newton or whether it's whoever on your football team is being the person that's out there in the media. Yeah, it can become a distraction, but you internally as a player, sometimes you're used to it and it's no big deal. So I think a lot of times the media blows things out, which we all know happens, and I know you all get ticked off when we talk about that, but sometimes it's more to draw the attention to it, even though Odell does a lot of things that I'm sure ticks a lot of people off, but he is a heck of a player.
Marianne, please, as we let you go, give our audience more 411 on where they can find out more information about support for people with oral, head, and neck cancer.
Okay. Your cancer game plan is happening October 19th, and please go to our website at spunk.org, and spunk is spelled spohnc.org, and that's where you can join in for this webinar that will give you additional information for communication, to stay positive, nutrition, and psychosocial issues.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming on. Jim, Marianne, continue success in the fight, and we'll chat somewhere down the line, Jim. Two survivors just sitting down to talk.
I appreciate it, Joe. Bob, take care of yourself. Stay positive, buddy. And you can, too, also make a difference for people out there, bud.
Thank you. Jim Kelly, Marianne Caputo joining us here on Attack. Joe, great stuff. I appreciate you bringing that up because you know what I went through personally. It was a day-by-day fight, sometimes a minute-by-minute fight. And the way Jim describes it, I have the feeling he went exactly through the same thing.
Yeah, it was like the hokey pokey. Well, I got it. I don't have it. I have it. I don't have it. I don't have it. I do have it. And, yeah. You know, it was not only – it was incredibly tough on you. It was also tough on those around you.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't know where you were going from one moment to the next. So,
yeah.
You know, and that can be incredibly frustrating, number one, as you're not feeling better. But it's also something that if you're not somebody who is very diligent about going to the doctor, you get that initial – it's negative. You don't feel any better. You say, oh, they just told me it was negative, so it couldn't be that. It must be something else, and you kind of ignore it. And then the next thing you know, you have real problems. Yep. So to me, I think bringing up that awareness of being diligent, you know, if they tell you you don't have cancer but you don't feel any better, follow up. As Jim Kelly said, what's the big deal? Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, and it was hard to transition out of that into a football discussion because –
yeah, we can do it. We're
well,
good.
the realities of life are, the realities of life are, football and sports and what we do pales in comparison to the awareness that they're trying to raise. But we have a job to do too, and I thought we did a great job. You know, we're going to give you 5 minutes on this, and we did a great job of laying everything out, letting Jim tell his story, and giving everybody in our audience places to go to gain that awareness. Then from there, you know, we tackle the Bills and how they turned it around. I mean, we didn't have the time, but I would have liked to have asked him. And you know, these are the circumstances that we're under. We have to pay it forward a little bit. They got him to us on time. I'm not going to hang everybody else up. I would love to have known how he would have felt about playing for a coach like Rex Ryan, who sometimes makes himself bigger than the team and bigger than winning, after having spent much of his professional career playing for Marv Levy,
yeah,
who was just
the
opposite.
Invisible man. Exactly right.
But it was exactly not something right. I decided to go with Odell Beckham Jr. instead. I was kind of conflicted as to which way to go. There's always a next time. It'll come up. We'll ask him next time.
Yep.
Quick AL wildcard preview on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I want to thank our guests for coming on today. And great stuff. But there is a baseball game to look at, Joe. And Baltimore and Toronto, Baltimore winning 10 of the 19 times that they've met. So it's literally almost dead even. And Chris Tillman going up against Marcus Stroman. 16-6, Chris Tillman against Marcus Stroman. 9-10 in a battle of the right-handers.
Well said, Bob. I don't know how you separate these two teams. Both 89 up and 73 down, you know, on the season. Both of these teams rake. I guess for me, I know the game's in Toronto. The edge for me goes to Baltimore because of their bullpen.
Yeah.
I like the Baltimore bullpen better. It's postseason baseball. So it's an all-hands-on-deck attitude. And I really like the Orioles' chances because of their bullpen. Honestly, this is a situation Toronto did not want to be in. Was to be in the wild card. They wanted to win that division and go right to the divisional round. Not to be the hot finish by the Red Sox secured the AL East for the Red Sox. So I'll go on a limb, pick Baltimore here. And we'll have a recap of the game tomorrow. Preview of the NL wild card matchup between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets at Citi Field. And that'll be a fun one.
Yep.
As Madison Bumgarner will take on Syndergaard.
Thor.
Noah Syndergaard in that one. So we'll talk about that. Obviously, it's a hump day. We'll clean up anything we missed. We'll get to all the baseball. We'll take it all over the place. We should jump on out of here. And again, thanks to our guests.
I'll flip the coin, though. I'll take Toronto. Tillman's 5-10 against the Orioles career-wise.
Nice nugget. We'll thank our guests. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.